When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Seafarer edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And whoa, summer has arrived. We're having a heat wave. And forging their way through the heat, we have part of the, almost all of the family in the studio, production engineer Mike Roberge is here, of course. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And we have no one sitting at the table with me here. And that's because, one of our call screeners, Aji, sent me an email this morning. She woke up sick this morning, bless her heart.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, and she was wise enough to want to share it with us and stay home, take care of herself.
So, we appreciate that.
Aji, God bless you, and hope you get well soon. And so manning the phones and in her own private world across the glass, that would be Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, bless you for being here. We really need you today because there's only one of you. And now usually one of you sitting in the studio here with me and we, you know, you guys trade off, but you've got the whole burden today. So,
oh, no burden. It's my pleasure.
All right.
But Aji, get back here.
Oh, yeah.
Hurry
we miss you, Aj. So how are y'all? Now, Aji said in the email she sent me, I can tell you this. She said she did fine in the heat yesterday. She doesn't believe this is heat related. And she actually enjoyed the heat yesterday. So she doesn't really know what's going on. But she was coughing and sputtering and a lot of stuff going on. So we don't want it, and she doesn't want to spread it around. She needs to take care of herself. So that's what's going on. So as far as, well, and for anyone who's listening that is not in the great Pacific Northwest here, we have had a decided lack of summer for the last couple of years. In fact, the records indicate that it has not been as warm as it is right now in 2 years, August of 2010. Now, and we have not been complaining because, of course, there's been a heat wave going on throughout the country for some time. So we've been happy little campers in our cool little Northwest. But, boy, we're having a blast of summer this weekend. And, believe it or not, it happens to be Seafair weekend. It's Seafair Sunday today, which means blue angels in the sky and hydros on the lake. And, you know, for a long time, Seafair Sunday is often crummy, you know, or is it, you know, or it's cloudy, or
it's never been this good.
It hasn't. I don't remember the last time it was this hot, because it was in the 90s around here yesterday, and it's supposed to be even a little warmer today.
Yes, we're under a heat advisory through this evening, and what I'm curious to see is how many people tomorrow are just totally baked and sunburned.
That's what I was going to say, is that, you know, we are going to have a lot of baked potatoes out there on the lake. So I hope y'all, and especially if there are any of you out there listening to your radios, put on your sunscreen.
That's what it's for.
And I can tell you what, you could not pay me enough to be out there on the lake on a boat. I having grown up in Seattle, I've grown up with Seafair and the hydros and the Hanauers, Chip Hanauer, you know, the wonderful hydro driver, who I still think does a lot of the commentary, Seafair. Chip and I grew up together, and so hydros have always been a part of our family and what we did. But of all the years, I believe I only was on the log boom once. And I'm a fair-skinned redhead. Well, I was a redhead, not a red-grayhead now or something. But anyway, I was a redhead. So, you know, I burn fairly easily. And I'm also a heat wimp. So, and the year that I was out on the log boom, it was a hot, sunny day. So I am glad to leave that privilege.
So has your temperature tolerance declined over the past couple of years?
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Me too.
Totally. As a kid, you know, a lot of laying in the sun and trying to get tan, and which doesn't work if you're a white-skinned redhead. And I have to say that I've learned, and of course now there's so much talk about it's not a wise idea to get out there and get all those UV rays and all of that and sunscreens. And I have to say, I'm not a fan of putting sunscreen on either because I don't like those chemicals on my skin. So I basically just stay out of it.
Just try to avoid
it. And I have a nice straw hat, and that's why I have a house that's surrounded by big trees.
Hats are a really good idea in this kind of heat.
Yeah, so I have to say that it... yeah, I'm a heat wimp, but you know, I can't believe that I find it just amazing that these words are going to come out of my mouth. But towards the end of last week, when they were talking about heat wave this weekend and 80s, I was actually looking forward to it because I realized it's been 2 years since it's been this warm. And you know, I'm approaching 3 years at my place now out, you know, in the country in Monroe. And when I bought that place, I got a little air conditioner, you know, a little portable air conditioner because I really needed one at the house in Seattle and I really needed one at my farm. And I would not have survived without a little, you know, window air conditioner. And so I got one. And I used it for like a week of August in 2010, the first summer I was there. Well, I didn't even take it out of the closet last year.
We didn't have a summer last year.
No, we did not. We did not. And this year so far, although the weather has been nice, we've had some nice weather.
Yes, we have.
It's still in my closet. And, you know, and I have the nice, you know, kind of newfangled fans that have that grid in front of the blades that spins around so it circulates the air and all of that. I haven't even turned on a fan this year. So I was like looking forward. It's like, yeah, I'm at least going to be able to turn on a fan. Well, I've told you a lot about my little piece of heaven out there. And I'm surrounded by big, huge trees, and which are in size and number, cedars, hemlocks, and then big leaf maples and cottonwoods, but mostly the big evergreens. And for some reason, I stay a little cooler when it gets hot and a little warmer when it gets cold. And I'm kind of assuming that it's maybe the little of the elevation, maybe it's the trees and this sort of thing. But there's kind of not a real logical explanation so far. And like yesterday, my friends out in Gold Bar, which are, you know, maybe like 300 feet lower elevation, but they're also like, I don't know, 15 miles east. So they're closer to the Cascades and they get warmer anyway. But they live in the same kind of environment. They have big trees all around their house as well. But by like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was 96.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Now, my house didn't get above 81.
Really?
Out in my backyard. Didn't get above 81. Now, when I had a little Mercury in retrograde experience yesterday. If you don't know, the planet Mercury's in retrograde. And, you know, it messes up communications and things and all that sort of stuff. By the way, we're on the radio and we communicate and all that sort of stuff. So if things mess up, it's nobody's fault today except Mercury in retrograde. We have a built-in excuse. But on the other hand, if anything's going to break mechanically or physically, it's going to break during your retrograde. Well, my glasses broke yesterday. And, you know, the little hodosorbitzes that are on your the bridge of your nose, one of them just broke off. Now, one could say I've been somewhat neglectful because I found out yesterday when I called, you know, Sears Optical in Monroe. Fortunately, they were open, and it's been 4 years since I've had new glasses. It's kind of like, okay, it was about time. But they were there, and I went in, and not so Mercury retrograde. They weren't able to fix my glasses, but they just broke off the other little thingy and filed them down. So I have my glasses will work temporarily. I have to keep pushing them up because there's nothing kind of to hold them there. But it's better than having stuff sticking in your nose. And the optometrist was there, who just Dr. Chen in Monroe. She's just delightful, and she's been my optometrist ever since I got glasses. I don't know how many years, but she's just delightful, and she's really, really good. And she was like just sitting there, and they were telling me how busy they were, and they couldn't even get me in for an eye exam for another week or so. And I said, well, if you're so busy then, Doc, how come you're sitting there? And she said, well, I'm doing billing. And I said, well, could you, like, do me now? And she said, well, since you've been so nice and said all those nice things about me, how could I say no? So she got me right in. I got my eye exam yesterday, got dilated, and I'll have new glasses in a few days. So that was very cool. Oh, see? Shoot. You know, I am off on those tangents. I'm just gone. This thought hits me. The reason I was telling y'all that is because I did have to end up going into town yesterday. I wasn't going to go, but I had to do my class.
And when you say town.
Well, I mean to Monroe proper town, because I'm like 6 miles northeast of
Some people
Monroe.
Might think that you're coming into like the big city. Or
no,
something
no, town
like
is Monroe.
Okay.
The going to the city is Seattle.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And I rarely do that. But going to town, I had to go to town. So the interesting thing was is that it was 80 degrees at my house. And I've told you this before. I told you in the winter, I'm colder, I'm warmer. In the summer, I'm cooler. By the time I got a half a mile down the road, it was 86. Like, okay. Got into Monroe proper, got to town, and it was 88. And the Gold Bar was 96. But I think it was probably, they probably got maybe another couple degrees, I would think, anyway, because that was like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it might have been even closer to 100 out there. But so, it, you know, 81's nice. Now, it felt warmer than that in the air when I was outside. But, of course, I didn't do any work outside. I got my grass cut and all that stuff on Thursday before the actual heat hit. So, yeah. So, anyway. And it was so the one and I didn't it didn't get hot enough even yesterday for me to turn on a fan. So this heat is going to have to keep up for a few days in order for the temperature inside my house to build up enough that I can turn my fans on. I'm thinking that maybe tonight, this evening, I'll be able to turn a fan on.
Yeah.
I'm excited to turn a fan on.
We're going to have a gradual cool down starting tomorrow. In fact, we could have some clouds rolling in this evening, late this evening, overnight.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if you have a well-insulated house that takes a while, you know, it's got to stay hot outside for a few days for the temp to build up. So I'm thinking I just may be able to turn on a fan tonight. So
all right, we'll have to test. I live in my basement, which is just a great place to be. And it used to be at one time it was like a mother-in-law studio apartment or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it has all the amenities And when on these few days where it's hot upstairs, I go downstairs.
Well, that's
it's just great.
When I lived with and cared for my dad, I lived in the basement, which was actually underground. Mm-hmm. So it was like my cave, and it was kind of set up the same way. And so it was it was real nice if there was a heat wave, but if it was hot long enough, eventually it would get so hot down there that I'd have to turn on a fan. But you know, we needed air conditioning in the upstairs because the house was old and I don't think there was any insulation in it at all. And, you know, you look at it crosswise and it would be excruciatingly hot. So, and then we haven't heard anything from Miss Kathy, but she's been on the phone, believe it or not. We had some phone calls right away.
Yes, we did. Ajie called in just to say, you know, she's listening to every word we're saying. And I said, well, then we're going
to
have
nice
to be
to her,
on
huh?
on our toes with today, you know.
Yeah.
Just can't pull anything.
Well, we didn't say anything bad, did we? No, we've been nice.
No, we've been
so far.
Really
we've been
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we love Ajie. We don't have anything bad to say anyway.
She's just warning us.
nothing to fear. Who can remember the last word they said? Ignorance is bliss.
So now that you're off the phone, yes, we'll find out. Yes. So how are you faring in the heat?
I love air-conditioned buildings.
So you just assume it not last that long, huh?
Oh, I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Just as long as I don't have to cook or clean or do anything.
Well, I agree with that. I think the temperature gets above 80 and we should all get vacation, yeah, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to do anything.
Our little pina colada and a pool by our side.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so see, it's warm enough today, folks, that it's too hot to do anything outside. So you might as well just stay right where you are and listen to Animal World.
Yes.
Because it's too hot to do it. It's too hot to work. It's too
and
hot
it's
to do any
yard
work.
It's the coolest part of the day.
It is.
It's true.
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, well, I'll go with
just
that.
Just being cool.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Very.
So what is it? Oh, geez. That's the other thing. Holy mackerel. Can you believe it? It's the first Sunday of August. Time is just flying so fast. And it's also Seafair Sunday. And that means, you know, the Blue Angels are flying. And I'm ever so grateful that I no longer live in Seattle. Because the little house I lived in with my dad to take care of him, you know, after mom died, it was right under the flight path of the Blue Angels at several points during their show. A jet would fly so close to the house that I could go out on the back deck and look up and I could see the guy's eyeballs. You know, I mean, that's how close it was. And as far as I'm concerned, that's too close. And, of course, Annie Golden thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, she would head for the cave in the basement, get in her little crate and cover her little ears and say, oh, stop, make it stop, Mom, make it stop.
Let me ask you this. I'll ask you the same question that I asked Kathy earlier before we came on the air. If given the opportunity, mm-hmm, would you go for a ride in one of those jets?
Not on your life.
You can't say no, Martha.
Not on. You could. No. Never. Uh-uh. Well, see, I don't like heights, but I also don't. It's got to be a past life thing. It depends. Like, you can't pay me enough to get me on a Ferris wheel anymore. But, you know, the Ferris wheels that have the cages?
Right.
I'll do though. I used to do the. I don't do any of those things now because I'm old and you know my. But when I was a kid, I open Ferris wheels. Forget it. But caged Ferris wheels, I'd play on those all day because it felt safe. So I don't know what it is about feeling safe. But
so how about the high tech one now that they've got going on the waterfront? Would you go on that?
No.
Oh, it's.
How about the one in London?
Is this a Ferris wheel?
It's enclosed.
Not, I mean, yeah, it's
you,
all.
You get bunches of
glassed
people in
air conditioned.
Well, the last time I've been, I haven't been in a caged Ferris wheel for many, many years. I don't do roller coasters either because, my gosh. Don't get me started on that. But I don't think so. And it used to be in my youth, I'd be able to get talked into it. I think I'd like to think, knock on wood, I'm too smart for that now. I wouldn't do it. But I haven't been in a caged thing for a long time. But I have to say, I don't like going up in the elevator on the Space Needle. I don't stand close to the glass. And that's the other thing. I've only airplanes, big airplanes, I'm like okay with. And I don't have a problem looking out the window once you get out. For some reason, I'm okay in big airplanes. Not wild about little airplanes. And the only time I did a helicopter, I did not like a helicopter because I didn't like a helicopter. And I was flying. That was at the Salt and Shindig, you know, in one of those little pay a few bucks and you fly around. And I got to fly over and buzz by horses and stuff over my property and everything. I still didn't like it.
Not for you. Well, just for the record.
I'm thinking a Blue Angel, and especially when they do, you know, they do those things where your stomach goes, you know, and I don't like that.
They call that pulling G-forces.
Yeah, and, I don't like this either.
As civilians, we have no concept of heavy Gs.
But roller coasters come close enough that, see, you know, when you go away, that roller coaster, like, chugs up, and you know it's going to,
That's pretty minor in comparison to what these jets
I know,
will
but
do.
I can't handle it, so I'm
okay,
not getting
so
in one of those.
So you're staying, and Kathy and I are going.
Are you going, Kathy?
I just have to if I do it. I know... No. I'll just hold down the fort
on the ground and wave you guys, bless you, and bless you back. And I'll pray like crazy while you're up there. And you just have a wonderful time, but don't sign me up for the ride.
My only disclaimer was it could get a little messy.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. But I'll tell you what, put me on a horse, and I will ride like I will run dead fast as you can go for as long as you can go. And that's pretty scary for a lot of folks. A lot of folks don't do that, but that's my kind of thrill. Getting on a horse and like riding like 60.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Dan, impressed. We were the terror of the trails back in our time when he was still here. Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Anyway, I'm not going. You guys have a good time.
Oh, but anyway. I'm not going with Mike. Not if it gets messy.
You have to sit in back. I have my reasons.
Well, okay. Well, they give you little barf bags.
They don't have a barf bag big enough for me.
I've seen your stash pile over there, Mike. I think you're right.
Oh,
I'll give him a few cheese seeds.
Yeah, we wouldn't need to take off.
Okay, hurry, Martha. Okay, we're having too much fun.
We're done here. Cut us off.
Well, let's see. So, and you know, so be wise about your animal friends if you're around. Of course, if you're in the Blue Angel territory, you probably figured that out by now because what they've been flying since what Thursday. So, but you know, give them shelter, and you can use the same little trick. You know, jolly routines and treats, but if their fear is really great, it will override their hunger drive if you haven't laid groundwork with jolly routines and stuff. But you can put a little bit of baby oil or mineral oil in their ears. It will coat their eardrums, and that helps cut down on the noise and makes it easier for them. Although if Blue Angels fly close over you, it kind of like shakes the earth, so they can feel it not as well as hear it, but... you can put oil in their ears. And I will have some. We are going to run the tip today at 10 o'clock, and it is going to be our summer heat wave tip. So you know how to deal with overheating and not allowing your animals to overheat. And then I have a special news press release from the Humane Society with some tips on dealing with the heat in our animal friends, and I will cover that here very shortly as well, because they've got some tips that I don't have in my heat tips, so you'll want to know. And the biggest thing is, of course, to realize on a hot day like this, doggies can get sunburned, and their little feetsies can get burned on concrete pavement. So if you've got your dogs out in the heat, you got to be very careful about their little feets getting burned. And their little noses, and especially if they have light pink pigment and overheating if they're black. So be very cautious with your animal friends in this heat, as well as your human children. And don't leave anybody in the car under any circumstances. And, you know, if you're traveling around running errands, leave your animals at home, because it just isn't worth it.
Good idea.
And the only way that it's possibly safe is with the breeze guards, so you have the air circulation and can have all the windows down. But even that, you're into the 90s, you're pushing it, depending on where you are. So leave your animal friends home. So back to the fact that it is the first Sunday of August. Yikes. But that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. So I do have, well, let's see, I've got a recall, a cat treat recall that I got to tell you about. I got the heat stuff I got to tell you about. I don't know if any of you the rest of you have been watching My Cat from Hell and Caesar and Dog Whisperer, but I have some reports on that. I've got some animals in the news and a lot of good news about animals. And I'd like to have time at some point today to catch up and fill you in on the endocrine immune imbalances in our animal friends, the Pluckner syndrome to be exact, and how that has affected all of my Abyssinian, my new Abyssinian cats, and everything I'm learning about this endocrine immune imbalance and how many physical and behavioral symptoms are related to these hormonal imbalances. What I'm learning is phenomenal. I want to share that with you. But the most important thing is that we have open phone lines throughout the show. So if you have behavior training or healing questions about your animal friends, or there's something about animals you'd like to talk about, you can call today, and phone calls take priority. So it doesn't matter if I'm doing the news or what I'm talking about. If you've got a behavior training or healing question, you get priority, and I will be delighted to talk to you. You just have to get past Kathy. So there you go. Now, write these phone numbers down, because you're also going to need them for our Missing Link giveaway, because Designing Health continues to be our generous sponsor and are giving away a free supply of Missing Link for your dog or cat friend during the show. Write these phone numbers down in case you want to call about a behavior training or healing question or something that we talk about on the air. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Be sure, if you've got a question or something you want me to address on the air, be sure and get it in early enough that we have time to print the email. I have time to read it, and I have time to address it on the air. Because after all, we're only here till noon, and it's just like, it's the fastest 3 hours in radio. Psh, boom, and it's gone. So, now, remember, you're listening for the Missing Link word of the day, which I will give you at the end of the live Missing Link commercial that I do during the show. And it could happen this hour, next hour, or the third hour of the show. But be ready, and don't think that everybody's crazy, gets to the phones really fast, and you'll never get through. Because what I'm finding out, that's what everybody thinks. So just have the numbers ready, have your phone ready, and be ready to call. And chances are you're going to get through. And the first legitimate caller with the official Missing Link word of the day gets their choice of either the ultimate cat formula or there are two choices for dogs, Missing Link hip and joint formula or skin and coat formula. And there's also the Well Blend, which is the new formula, which is vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats, and it is designed for food sensitive or food allergic dogs and cats. Now, the reason you want to feed the Missing Link is because it provides what's missing in cooked and processed food, like the omega 3 and 6 oils, the enzymes, and the fiber. It's a great product. Okay, then. Oh, current events will happen, around about 10:50, 10:55 as usual. So how about we get to some stuff? Anything else either of you want to say before I actually get focused here?
I'm good.
You good, Kathy?
I think we're all set. Yeah.
Seems to me there's something rolling around in my head that I was going to say, but I didn't.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah, it may roll around.
The only thing that I would add, and I think everybody knows this by now, but if you do call in, it's important that you haven't won a contest show in the last 30
days.
Oh,
yes.
We are, see? Yeah. We are getting it in tune. That's what I wanted to say.
I was getting the vibe.
That was it. So that's with the Missing Link contest, is that you can only win a contest on the station once a month. So if you've won a contest on this show or any other show on Alternative Talk KKNW, you're not eligible. So let 30 days go by. But other than that,
call to win.
Fair game.
No. Don't delay. Wait for that magic word.
Yeah, you got to have the magic word. Yeah.
But then don't delay.
Then don't delay. Then or call quickly. Okay. Let's see. How about, first off, a recall? And this is no surprise. Dogswell issued a recall late Friday for its Catswell brand Vita Kitty chicken breast with flaxseed and vitamins treats because of potential contamination with high levels of propylene glycol. And you know what propylene glycol, that's the active ingredient in antifreeze that kills cats in a Kathy's mouth is wide open.
Well, I knew about that, but not about it being in the product.
Well, any guess why?
No idea.
Has something to do with where it's made.
Oh, no.
Where's it made?
Where do you think? China.
Of course.
High levels of propylene glycol in treats could result in serious injury to cats. According to the FDA, of course, the Los Angeles-based firm is voluntarily recalling 1,051 cartons of the treats, packed as either 10 or 50 packages per case of the Catswell brand Vita Kitty with chicken breast, flaxseed, and vitamins. Vita Kitty, they were distributed nationwide via retail stores and mail order from April 13th through June 14th, 2012. The product is packaged in a resealable 2-ounce orange plastic bag with a clear window. I've got lot numbers, but they're too long to read on the air here. But if you do have some of this Catswell Kitty, Vita Kitty chicken breast treats, and you want to call us, Kathy can come grab this paper from me, and you can check the lot numbers. But they have a best before date of 9/10/13 and 9/11/13, and then we have a UPC code as well. And so the bottom line here is, folks, now there have been recalls and warnings about dogs getting sick from chicken jerky coming out of China. Now, they're under lots of labels. And you'd be surprised if you start reading animal, pet treat labels at the pet store. You'll be surprised how many are made in China. Now, I would recommend, and this is what I'm doing with my cats, I read the labels before I buy a product. If it says made in China, I'm not buying it. Period. End of discussion. I'm sorry. You can't trust it, especially if it's these jerky treats, these chicken jerky treats, because it's happening in dog treats. Now cat treats with Catswell and a lot of brands. A lot of different brands. So read the labels. If it says made in China, don't buy it. And if you did, take it back or pitch it. Y'all got that? Have I been clear enough?
Very clear. I make it a habit to only visit the stores that I can trust.
It doesn't matter. But Catswell is not a bad brand. It's a respectable brand. And you will find dog and cat treats made in China in the best stores. Unless they have a policy not to do that. And I don't know of anybody. If anybody does, well, hey, Mud Bay and Overlake, you guys are listening. You got the radio on. Hello, Earth to Mud Bay and Overlake. Are you listening? All right. If you are, do you guys have a policy about where treats are made and stuff? Does anybody read labels? I mean, I'm not aware of any pet stores. And if there's anybody else listening, any other pet stores, pet store managers, anybody, anybody have a policy where you don't carry that stuff?
I would question Earth Pet in Issaquah.
Yeah.
I think they're...
So if anybody knows...
They really research these things.
Yeah. I mean, I trust... you are absolutely right. The higher quality pet stores. And there are a number of them. There are... there's some chains that I put in that category. Mud Bay Greenery. All the Best Pet Care. Next to Nature. They have got more than one store. I think those are the three major high-quality chains in the area. I apologize if I'm missing somebody, but I think... Oh, Pet Pros. I like them, too. Those are the higher-quality stores. And then there are individual stores. Of course, there's, Jones & Company, and there's Bridges up in Snohomish. That's a huge store. Wouldn't call them, but they have a nice selection, and they have a lot of the good quality stuff. And but the smaller, high quality stores, you know, generally have the best quality stuff. They also have the most knowledgeable staff, you know, to help you. And I mean, I just saw some clients I was counseling with their dog the other day, and she was wanting to know about food, what to feed and all of that, and considering improving what they were feeding and all of that. So I don't know where to find out and all of this. I said, well, where are you shopping for your food? Well, Mud Bay. I said, well, for heaven's sakes, you know, have you asked? No. I guess I should ask somebody there. Yeah, I mean, they even have a nice little free brochure, how to choose the right dog food or cat food for your pet, and choices and options and all of that. So these higher quality stores have great information for you and great help, but you have to ask. So anyway, to Kathy, it doesn't necessarily mean just because it's a great store that they aren't selling this stuff. Because a lot of these trades, I didn't know until a lot of this stuff started happening and I started reading labels of brands that I thought I put in the really good high quality category, and they're still made in China. So you got to be aware.
It's always good to look.
All right.
Make sure.
And so the phone's not ringing off the hook and I don't see any emails coming in. So I guess there's nobody listening that knows the answer to that. But I think somebody at Mud Bay must be listening. They say they listen every week. And the hydros haven't started yet, so I can't be doing that. You can have your TV on and turn the volume down. Still listen to the radio or your computer. All right. Okay, that's a
question. Oh, we got a phone call.
Ah.
I'll take that and see who it is.
Okay. Alrighty then. So read the labels. All right. I have the first email question of the day. This makes me chuckle. Hopefully it'll make you chuckle too. Hey, Martha. Hi, it just says Martha. Last week you interviewed an author about dog food. Buyer beware. I want to buy the book, but need more information to locate it. Great show. Thanks for all the info you share. Vicky and Dog Sassy. I'm chuckling because I didn't interview an author about dog food last week in Buyer Beware. So, Vicky, I don't know what show you're listening to. I'm assuming that you may have been listening to Julie Forbes' show, Dog Talk Radio, that's on during the week. I think she's on Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
Wednesdays at 2.
2. Dog Talk Radio. So I'm assuming it was probably Julie, or, you know, who knows who else it might be. But Vicky, it wasn't me. So I can't tell you. Now, but I would say off the top of my head, have you tried Googling Buyer Beware? Probably the book will come up. If not, then you need to remember what show you were listening to and talk to them. And if it's Julie's show, you can, she archives her show on her website and I think on iTunes as well. And so you can download the show. But I've heard her say that. And we probably have a little something over here on the table, but I think it might be dogtalkradio.com, something like that, her website. And well, if I remember during the break, I'll look over my shoulder and see if I can't come up with her contact information. But I think it was probably Julie's show, and I can't tell you about who the author is or where to get the book. But I bet if you Google it, you can come up with it. So there you go.
And you're right. That email address is dogtalkradio.com.
The website address.
Yep.
Yeah, dogtalkradio.com. So check that out. Because I bet that's where it is. All right, let's go with the heat. It's going to be hot today. And I want to remind you that even on a 70-degree day, if your car is in the sun, and even if you leave the windows partway open, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior temperature to get hot enough to cook your dog. So, like I said, leave them at home. And let's see. Signs of burned footpads include. So remember, sidewalks get hot, and especially black asphalt, because, of course, that absorbs, you know, the heat. And you don't assume that since your dog has pads on its feet, they won't burn. They can burn. Absolutely, they can burn. So symptoms of burned foot pads are limping or refusing to walk, foot pads appearing darker in color than usual, raw, red, or blistered foot pads, licking or chewing on feet. And, you know, but obviously, you know, like the Humane Society says, take preventative measures and protect your pet's feet by walking your pet earlier in the day before the sun heats things up. You can also walk on grassy paths or shady areas. Water play is refreshing in the summer, but tender foot pads softened from prolonged water exposure can burn more easily. Dog owners should take care, extra care, to protect dogs' feet from hot surfaces after they play. And if you tend to walk your dog on hot pavement during the summer, you should get dog boots for your dog. They make pretty good ones these days. And remember that if your buddy has a shorter nose, like a Persian cat, a pug, or a bulldog, he or she is more susceptible to heat stroke than breeds with longer noses. And that reminds me, there was a story in the news this week. I don't have it. I didn't bring it in, but the bulldog mascot of a school, and it disappeared. And it turned out that it was a school in some part of the country where this heat wave is going on, and the dog was at the vet hospital. And I don't know if it lives there or whatever. It was a mascot, though. And one of the staff left the dog outside too long, and it died of heat stroke. And then they tried to cover it up. So it was kind of an ugly story. But see, that can happen with especially the smashed nose breeds if you leave them. It's not just in the car. Sometimes it's just outside in the heat. And it's reminding me of clients I had. They told me a story of when they'd had a dog that was injured and was paralyzed and was recovering, and they left it on its bed laying in front of a sliding glass door and went off to work. Well, you know, the sun wasn't up when they left, but it came up during the day, came in that sliding glass door, and the dog died of heat stroke because it couldn't move out of the sun. So you've got to be careful, folks. And then pay attention at 10, because we'll run my summer tip with all the rest of the heat stuff. And as Mike has so wonderfully reminded me, buyer. Oh, okay. And we got a
couple of notes there.
You reminded me that it's time to take care of advertisers and sponsors, but now, of course, I'm being drawn off the subject because of the email that he wrote the note on. And thank you to Peg in Olympia. And Peg in Olympia, I'm so glad that you're listening and you stay listening, because after this break, before I go do news, I'm going to read the email question I have, because I need your input about this next email. It has to do with birds. And, you know, I'm not a bird expert, but you are more than I am. So please listen, because anyway, she's saying here for Vicky and Sassy, who are listening. The Buyer Beware book is written by Susan Thixton, T-H-I-X-T-O-N. I knew I'd heard that word before, probably from Peg, the title of the book. Susan Thixton, T-H-I-X-T-O-N, And Peg's reminded me I've recommended several times that you interview her. And I think Peg sent me an article that she had written this week about some problems she had with her animal friends and using activated charcoal to deal with an intestinal upset and bacterial infection. So, yeah, that would be a good interview for the first Sunday of the month sometime. So, yeah, okay, keep bugging me, Peg. Let's do that. We'll get her on the air. So, Susan Thixton, buyer beware. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors before we run out of time this hour. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store-within-a-store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is the first Sunday of August, besides being Seafair Sunday, and it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. That means that we have open phone lines throughout the show, and I would be more than happy to entertain any behavior training or healing questions that you have or something you want to address that relates to animals, you can call anytime. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888 888- 1-888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can send me an email, if you prefer, with your question or comment to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. I told you I had another email question, which I'm going to do right now, since I know Peg is listening, and because it's a bird question. And it says, "Dear Martha, we have a flea problem, and I read your flea control page. My question to you is, are the products bird safe? I have a blue and gold macaw named Sydney, and she is now 13 years old. And by the way, the flea control page on my website is by Skip Salmon, who wrote a book about flea control and has the Holistic Pet Center down in Oregon. My flea control stuff is in my recorded flea tip, which we're not running this Sunday. I can't remember if we ran it last Sunday or Sunday before, but anyway.
I think it was a Sunday before.
I think it was two weeks ago.
Weather.
Yeah, I think we were in warm weather, and we're running warm weather again this Sunday because it's appropriate.
Because it is.
Duh. Okay. Well, anyway, I have a blue and gold macaw named Sydney, and she is now 13 years old. I really don't want to flea bomb if I don't have to. I have a losing battle with one of the roommates that won't thoroughly clean their room so I can vacuum once a week to get rid of the flea problem. I feel if we bomb, the fleas and larvae under the clothes and papers will still be there. So a lot of hassle for no lasting results. Sydney is my biggest concern if we flea bomb. Being a macaw that likes to chew or mouth everything, I don't want to poison her. Her cage and her things are mobile to move outside. I do have some friends that can bird sit if I need them to. I think I feel Peg squirming at the moment. Anyway, my response to this is, first of all, I don't use flea bombs. I don't recommend flea bombs for any flea situation. They've proven to be the least effective way of flea control in an indoor environment, okay? Because the flea bomb goes in the air and on the walls, and that's not where the fleas are. And I would not, if I had a bird in the environment, I wouldn't even bring a flea bomb into my home. I wouldn't buy one. I wouldn't even dream of using a flea bomb or a flea spray or anything that would be aerosol and get onto things, or something that you would spray on that would be residual because the bird chews on stuff. The reason I asked Peg to be tuning in, because Peg is a bird person. She has dogs as well as birds. And I'm assuming, though, that Peg is probably on top of it, so her environment is flea-free. But, Peg, I'm wondering if what you would recommend to use for flea control with dogs and cats if one has birds in the environment. I'm thinking I would not use flea bombs. I would not use flea spray. I would bathe animals. I would flea comb to get fleas off the animals. I think that a product like Flea Go, which is the powder that's put in carpeting on the animal bedding and in the cracks and crevices that dehydrates fleas, would probably be okay around birds, but I don't really know. And I would suggest, if you haven't found the answers, that you talk to an avian veterinarian that specializes in dealing with birds, who could give you recommendations as to safe flea control around. Okay, first email in from Peg. Flea control stuff safe for birds? No way. And it will settle on the floors and carpet. Yeah, of course it will. Now, I'm wondering, I don't like the spot-on flea products for dogs and cats, you know, that you put on their skin and is absorbed into their system and then kills fleas when they bite them, because even that goes into the skin. And if you have a bird that interacts with the dog or cat, I'm wondering if there could be some cross-contamination there. I don't really know the answer to that. That's why I'm thinking if Peg doesn't have a specific recommendation for something you can use for flea control in the house. Now, I would do the spray, the beneficial predatory nematodes outside to get fleas in the yard, get rid of fleas in the yard. I would flea comb, you know, bathe cats and dogs. I would flea comb to get rid of fleas. I would consider either like Fleago to dehydrate the fleas or diatomaceous earth. Can also be used, but I don't know if even those are safe to use in a house that has birds, which is why I'm going back to an avian veterinarian that might have better answers. So that's all I can say about that. And Peg, if you have any more recommendations, please let us know, but thank you for your input. But that, I was like, yikes! Even if you remove the bird from the environment when you bomb and bring it back sometime later, there's residual stuff all around. We already know that flea bombs don't work that well for fleas anyway, so not a good thing to do. Okay, or if anybody else besides Peg, if any of you have any recommendations, please let us know. Okay, then. So how about we do... Oh, and Ajie called in and has a vote for, she wants me to get to the Pleckner stuff, the Pleckner syndrome, and find out about that. So, well, we'll do the news, and then we'll go into that, unless somebody calls. Because we've got some local animals in the news here. Are jellyfish animals? I put them in that. They're alive. I put them in that category. Interesting, just, this is from the Everett Herald. 5-year-old girl was not seriously injured Thursday after being stung by a jellyfish while playing in the Edmonds Marina. I thought this was just good information. And I, you know, apparently we, yeah, see, I guess you got to watch your kids. It says the sting was reported at 2:12 p.m. just south of the ferry terminal. The girl was playing in the water when she was stung. Edmonds beach rangers who staffed the marina in the summer were with the girl as firefighters arrived. They worked together to treat the sting. The girl did not need to be hospitalized. That's a good thing. Quote, she had a little rash on her leg from the jellyfish, and they treated it with warm water and vinegar. I didn't know that. Aren't you supposed to pee on jellyfish bites? Isn't that the... I've always heard that. That, you know, to urinate on yourself or have somebody pee on you, that's kind of gross, but that's what they say. And maybe that's what the vinegar, warm water and vinegar, maybe it has to do with the pH or something.
I hope it never comes down to that.
Well, yeah.
Having to make that decision to urinate on somebody.
Well, yeah.
If you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, see, but it'd be easier for you to do than for me.
That's true. That's true. I mean, awkward for everybody.
Well, yeah, but you can just, yeah. Let's just not go there. Yeah.
I'm trying really hard not to visualize that.
Oh, but see, that's like saying there's, never mind. Anyway, they treated it with warm water and vinegar. So there's another option. Okay.
I like that option better.
Yeah. Let's see. Firefighters who work in Edmonds don't see jellyfish stings too often. Beach rangers believe the one that stung the girl was a lion's mane jellyfish. And I guess I don't know what a lion's mane jellyfish is. I bet if you Googled it, though, you could come up with a picture. But that those jellyfish are more common in Edmonds water in warmer months. Okay, so that's this time of year. Watch out for those lion's mane jellyfish. Around mid to late summer, jellyfish bodies start to wash up on shore in Edmonds. Rangers warn beach combers to keep clear of lion's mane jellyfish on land and in water. Get this, you can get stung even if the jellyfish has died. Did you know that? I didn't know that. That's why I'm reading you this article. Pretty cool. And how many times at the ocean did we mess around with jellyfish on the beach? Of course, we used a stick to poke them. But, okay, the only other jellyfish commonly spotted in the marina is the moon jellyfish. Those stings, when reported, seem to have milder symptoms. The sting reported Thursday was the first one in Edmonds this year. Now, get this. Lion's mane jellyfish can grow up to 6 feet wide. with much longer tentacles. Can you imagine a jellyfish 6 feet wide with longer tentacles?
It'd be pretty scary if you came upon it.
Now, they say the ones typically near Edmonds are much smaller. Well, yeah. That's a good thing. Holy moly. Most jellyfish stings aren't threatening.
And the lion's mane jellyfish is common to the northern waters of the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. They're kind of a cooler water jellyfish.
So that means us, which is why there was one to sting a little girl in Edmonds. So kids go play around in the water. You better go out there with them and watch out for jellyfishes. And take some vinegar with you to the beach. If you don't have a guy who can,
or beer.
Or beer. Oh, I get that. Yeah, okay. Oh, too funny. Yeah, I did say that we don't keep you laughing, you know? How can you learn if you're not having a good time? Okay, give the boys some beer. They'll do it. Never mind. All right, here we go. Oh, I put a upside-down smiley face on this one. Call for delisting Northwest orcas. Really? Oh. And it's that side of the fence again. Oh. Property one, and I didn't write the article. I'm just reading it. Property rights advocates and California farmers filed a petition on Thursday urging the government to delist Pacific Northwest orcas from the Endangered Species Act, arguing that a group of whales is not a subspecies. And the petition was filed with the U.S. Department of Commerce and NOAA. The government has 90 days to review the findings. A previous petition by this group based on the same logic failed in 2006. So why are they doing it again? The orcas in question live in Puget Sound nearby. You know, we know that there are 85 whales divided into the three pods. The petition alleges that the orcas endangered listing has affected water supplies to California farmers because of restrictions placed to protect salmon that the orcas eat. Okay, it says, this is a quote, "It seems almost outrageous that a killer whale out in the ocean is reducing our water when there is no food in the areas the whales can migrate." But conservationist groups dismissed the petition. "This petition is based on make-believe law and made-up biology. It's a distraction. People up here in Puget Sound area are working hard to protect our orcas. They mean a lot to us, and that's what the focus should be." I totally agree. Moving on. Oh, I guess we're not going to move on because I just looked at the clock. It's time to turn this hour around and talk to you about, how to avoid heat prostration with your animal friends and what to do if you find or encounter a dog or an animal that has overheated. So it's important that we do this because of the weather. So please be careful and keep your animal friends safe. Listen to this in case you ever need this information. I hope you don't. But I want you to know it if you do. We'll come back. We'll finish up animals in the news. We'll get into Pleckner syndrome and my cats. And, of course, we've got open phone lines for behavior training and healing questions. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.